of 9:02 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business this morning. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 479663 through 479802. Warrants 8558 through 8559 and 8560. 1, 2, 3, 5 journal entries or transfers.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for February 10th, February 12th, February 18th, February 19th, and then executive session minutes for February 10th. 2025.
On the 12th, do we want to label those as A and B somehow?
We can, because we have a
reference the time, or how do you want to do that?
You can do it A or B. I'll entertain either A or B, or you can reference the time that we called the meeting to order.
Yeah, let's do that. Move to approve regular session minutes for February 10th. February 12th, starting at 6:44 a.m. February 12th, starting at 9:11 a.m. Is that correct?
Correct.
February 18th, February 19th, and executive session minutes for February 10th, all of 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have board appointment. We have an open seat for our Board of Equalization. We would like to thank Greg Baker for his years of service on that board.
He asked to... He did not reapply, correct?
Correct. He did not reapply and did not show interest to serve another term on the BOE.
Do we... Commissioner Keyes is not feeling well. Do we want to wait on him, or do you think we're good to move forward?
I have a recommendation from myself. If you would entertain discussion on it, or do you... I would entertain a motion or a name for consideration. I would suggest we have multiple applications, and there's one that stood out to me, which was Mr. Jesse Martinosky, that I would like to recommend for our BOE position.
Move to appoint Jesse Martinosky to the Board of Equalization. Would that be from now through?
Yes, so it'll be
12/31 of 27.
Uh-huh. So is that how your motion for Mr. Martinosky?
Correct.
For a 3-year term commencing immediately through December 31st, 2027?
Yep, 2027.
Okay. I'll second that motion. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? So I do have just a quick discussion, my second with discussion, I guess. The training for the BOE has not been announced. I've talked with Ms. Stephanie Spencer. So the training through the State Tax Commission, they have not set a date for that. They're expecting that to be late spring. So just as soon as we get a date, we'll get to that to him. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is we have the approval of traffic safety grant authorization. It's file number 250-022S for sheriff. With us this morning, we have Ms. Kim Shade. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good, I'm good.
Along with Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Morning.
Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good.
Good. The traffic safety grant authorization, we've utilized this grant in the past, correct?
Yes. This is just a continuation.
A continuation of the same grant. A different grant, but same.
Same thing.
Yes.
Same thing. Do you have any questions for them?
No, you guys don't have any concerns. I think there's no changes, I don't think, was there?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 18th, 2025, approving the authorization as to form.
Move to approve the traffic safety grant authorization by and between Missouri Department of Transportation and Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of designation of certifying officials, file number 25-021S for sheriff. Do you want to enlighten us a little bit? So this is with the VA, and I've obviously read over the process a little bit. Sheriff, your department will be in charge of verifying the eligibility of the people for the program and creating this list. Is that correct?
We don't verify the eligibility. The VA does that. We just verify that they're employed with us.
Okay.
And then it's a on-the-job training program where they're receiving payment from us as an employee, but the VA also pays them to receive on-the-job training while they're employed here for a certain amount of time.
Okay.
Move to approve the designation of certifying official by and between United States Department of Veteran Affairs and Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Did you get a standing roll this morning?
No.
Huh.
The boys took them all.
Oh, sure. Blame your kiddos.
My mom made cinnamon rolls.
So all I know is my understanding is that the sheriff's household made some cinnamon rolls and did not bring them to courthouse to share.
Kids made the cinnamon rolls.
Okay. All right.
I'll do better next time.
Did you get any of that bread that they're famous for, too?
No.
I didn't either.
No. You said you. Plural, please.
I think he meant the commission.
Okay. Next, we have approval of notice of renewal for independent auditing services, file number 25-018A for auditor. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Real quick, going back to that last one, I think Shane did get some. So it's not the entire commission, it's just
the
us two.
The investigator's office got some.
Oh, the investigator's office got some, and he was still let off? And he bragged about it, too. All right, so go ahead.
No, you're good now.
So this is a continuance of the bid that was for the independent auditing services, and next year's auditing services will need to go out to bid to follow the...
I think this is the final renewal that we can do.
Yeah, and we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving the renewal as to form.
Any questions?
I have none. This will be with KPM.
Yep. Move to approve the notice of renewal for independent auditing services by and between KPM CPAs PC and Taney County.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have agreement for the 2024 F-150 4x4 Super Crew, one or more, file number 25-023, Commission.
Do you have any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the agreement for 2024 F-150 4x4 Super Crew truck, one or more, by and between CFLR Auto LLC, doing business as Corwin Ford, Lincoln Republic, and Taney County.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our field dirt agreements. With us this morning, we have our assistant road and bridge administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. Good morning, sir. How are you? Now, I only have one. Was there two?
I think just the one.
Just the one? Okay. Okay. So the one we have in front of us is for unlimited loads for Patrick B. Burns, the husband and wife, Patrick and Denise Burns, State Highway MM, Kirbyville, Missouri.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Patrick and Denise Burns, husband and wife.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of SB 190 applications. We've been presented this morning. Good morning, ma'am. With us, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Also appearing in the audience is our Taney County Collector, Ms. Mona Cope. We do have SB 190 applications number 401 through 531. And then we have one in red at the top, which would be number 38, which is a recommendation to remove from the previously approved. Is that correct?
Correct.
You wanted two different motions?
I think that would be best.
Okay.
Okay.
Move to rescind our previous approval of SB 190. Are we just calling them numbers, like just number 38, or is there a different title? It's not like an abatement number. It's not.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So number 38, based on the residential assessment, had been removed and added to a different parcel.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve SB 190 applications number 401 through 531.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll start our court orders, abatements, and add-on reports. What we have in front of us this morning is a personal property paid abatements with this morning from Taney County Clerk's office. We have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
So we just have the one?
Just the one today.
Okay. It'll be abatement number 300937.
You guys have any questions on it? Looks pretty clear cut.
Yep.
Should know it.
Yep, no questions at all.
Okay.
Move to approve abatement number 300937.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Have a good
all right.
Day.
You too. Thank you, ladies. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. It is 9:16 a.m. We'll be in recess. We are set for upstairs at 9:20. 9:16, we're in recess at this time.